USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says the affidavit used to raid former President Donald Trump's South Florida home shouldn't be sealed. In a ruling Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. The DOJ fought to keep the affidavit sealed. The DOJ arguing the Trump investigation is in its early stages. Attorney for the media organizations Deanna Shulman says it's up to the public to determine what's meaningful.
If the court is inclined to issue a document with just the first line unredacted, then that's what we get.
The suspect charged with stabbing author Salman Rushdie is being held after pleading not guilty. The man entering his plea to charges including second-degree attempted murder. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A drought is continuing to devastate the United States' cotton harvest.
Southwestern cotton growers are abandoning millions of parched acres that they planted in spring, prompting forecasts for the weakest U.S. harvest in more than a decade and sending prices sharply higher. A severe drought and some of the hottest weather on record have scorched cotton fields and are driving a historically high level of abandonment in the Southwest, according to the USDA. U.S. agriculture forecasters expect drought-struck farmers to walk away from more than 40% of the 12.5 million acres they sowed with cotton and harvest the smallest area since Reconstruction. Back then in 1868, yields per acre were less than a fifth of what they are today, but the market for cotton was vastly smaller, too.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
President Biden is continuing his vacation in Delaware and has nothing on his public schedule. The House and Senate are also out this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The White House is giving an update on its response to the outbreak of monkeypox cases in the United States. Monkeypox Response Coordinator Bob Fenton explains how the Biden administration is making the FDA-approved monkeypox treatment, TPOX, more available.
Next week, HHS will be repositioning 50,000 courses of TPOX across the country. That's nearly 5 times as many treatment courses than confirmed cases in the U.S. These courses will be made available to jurisdictions where the outbreak is most severe.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson and the NFL settled on an 11-game suspension and $5 million fine over sexual misconduct allegations. The Browns quarterback was initially banned 6 games. Watson will be eligible to return to the field in Week 13 against his former team, the Houston Texans. A 34-year-old veteran survived an alligator attack to the head and torso earlier this month in Florida. After being released from Tampa General Hospital, Juan Carlos Laverde, who goes by JC Defeats, is sharing his experience. He says he knew he wasn't going to die.
She let go, and she didn't have to let go.
His wife explains that the bite crushed his skull and part of his temporal lobe had to be removed. Over the next few weeks, he will continue to recover with his jaw wired shut. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.